Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 happy Sunday gang, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's at Wembley Stadium, the new one, obviously, not the old one. I don't know why people bother saying the new one. Anyway, Tyson Fury beat Dillian White to retain his WBC heavyweight title. No surprise there. Here's the fallout, of course, from the night, which was live and exclusive on TalkSport.
Shot.
If this is the final chapter in the book of Fury, then that is one hell of a way to go out.
I've been in this game 20 years, amateur and professional. I'm 34 in a few months. I said the Wilder 3 fight would be my last fight, but I believed I owed the fans one last showdown, and to do it here at Wembley was phenomenal, but I say this is definitely end for the Gypsy King.
Listen, he's an extraordinary talent. He's awkward, he's a giant, he's got all the boxing IQ in the world, he's got two challengers out there I'd like to see him in with, Alexander Usyk and Anthony Joshua. Those two fights finish the era for us, Tyson. I just think I would love to see him do that.
If he goes through those two, he will go down in history as one of the as the greatest heavyweight of all time.
If that is his last fight, thank you for giving me the opportunity that he gave me to work with him, the trust that he gave in me to be a part of that comeback.
Look at this tonight, 94,000 people were surrounded by Tyson Fury fans at the moment. They're encroaching on the media area, they want to get close to their hero. 94,000 fans paid money to come out and watch him tonight.
We have to appreciate greatness, and we've seen greatness here tonight.
I think he's shown that he's the best of this era with his wins. No one will match those wins. Klitschko, the Deontay Wilders, and the fashion that he just beat Dillian White in there. And what an experience.
Don't underestimate the Gypsy King ever. The best in the world by a country mile.
Nothing more to prove?
No. No.
It lived up to the more expectations than I ever thought was possible. The fans are beautiful. Every person in here tonight deserves all respect.
Are you happy if he walks away now?
Absolutely. But I know Tyson, he's too good to walk away. He's years left in him, and you've seen that. Is that not the best Tyson Fury you've seen?
He's in his prime. You know, this guy's still got so much more to give. But like he said, you can only go on so long.
He is the winner by way of technical knockout, and still the undefeated WBC and lineal heavyweight champion of the world, the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury!
this is the end.
What's tonight now?
Hold your breath and count it.
Now moving on to Saturday's Premier League football, and the Manchester United interim manager Ralf Rangnick admitted it's unrealistic they will finish in the top four after their 3-1 defeat at Arsenal. Although, of course, the result should have been the other way around. How that handball wasn't given and how Ronaldo was given offside is beyond me, but at least I'm not bitter. Anyway, here's all the reaction with both managers and the former England striker Dean Ashton, as you heard on Game Day Exclusive on TalkSport.
It is Arsenal who jump into the top four for a couple of hours at least to increase the pressure on Tottenham after a second successive victory.
I would say that it was a phenomenal game, played in a really brave way.
Obviously a very disappointing result once again, but a clearly improved performance.
Manchester United, who crumbled at Anfield, have folded at the Emirates to sustain a fourth successive Premier League away game.
Quite rightly, the disappointment was there in the locker room again after a game like this.
It is their worst record on the road for 41 years.
Do you think that having lost today, qualifying for the Champions League is nigh on impossible now?
Mathematically not impossible, but it's not very realistic.
I can't see it now. It's too big a gap. I don't see Arsenal losing the games that they would have to lose for Manchester United to get back in it.
They have a worse defence than Burnley. They can be beaten basically by everyone now. And increasingly, they usually are.
This defeat is damaging beyond belief in terms of their ambitions going forward, in terms of what it means for the end of their season, the potential end of their season, because the top four is crucial if this club want to rebuild themselves and take themselves back to the former glories, even close to that, because they are so far away right now. It's a rebuilding job. They've got to go step by step, but this has taken them three steps back.
We've been in that position before, and now it's changed, and we know that this is going to be a bit of a roller coaster.
Fernandes takes in a sharp intake of breath, a straight run up, then he curves it, then stutters, right-footed, and hits the post. That decision to allow Bruno Fernandes to take that kick is going to come back as a huge question. Why on earth, when you've got the best goal scorer in history on the pitch, would you allow someone who's already missed a penalty this season to do so?
It's the two of them who speak about that, and Cristiano told me that he just didn't feel well enough, or didn't feel as if he should take the penalty, and that's why Bruno took it.
I'm with Sam. It's a ridiculous decision. You've got a confident, you know, record-breaking goal scorer
who's
on the pitch.
Who's just scored as well.
Who scored and is playing well in the game, and Bruno wasn't. To me, it's a ridiculous decision.
A win today, or at least a draw after being 2-0 down, would have helped us, but still, we have two games to play, two at home, two away. And it's our job and our duty, and it's also a question of pride and honour that we finish the season on the best possible note.
I feel proud, and I show gratitude to them all the time is for how they act and how they react in difficult moments. In the good ones, it's easy, but in difficult moments, that's where it makes this group special.
Tuesday was bad, but I think this just underscores how much work Erik ten Hag has to do. Arsenal 3, Manchester United 1.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Elsewhere, Spurs missed the chance to move level 1 points with Arsenal after drawing 0-0 at Brentford. It was the third and final game that was live across the TalkSport network.
And the full-time whistle goes. It's a goalless draw in the London Derby. And Spurs have dropped 2 precious points in the race for a top four place.
We wanted to win and to get 2 points here against Brentford. Yeah, for sure we dropped two points.
If you look at the games they got Leicester, obviously Liverpool away, Arsenal, and I know they end with Burnley, who obviously they need points. Norwich is the last one, but by then it might be over.
Yeah. I think, honestly, we must be very honest that today the draw was a fair result.
Their North London rivals Arsenal now sit 2 points above them in the table with 5 games to play.
We are talking about drop points for a race now in Champions League, and it means that we worked a lot, we are working very well, and we have to be proud.
They're probably lucky to console themselves to get a point. I think Antonio couldn't be furious, because they were nowhere near the levels they need to be. Didn't have the invention, the craft, the guile to break down that Brentford team. We defended resolutely. They were superb.
You have to consider that there are 5 games to go, and not only the game against Arsenal. It means that all teams can drop points. And in this race, I consider these 4 teams, no? That mm-hmm. can play for a place in Champions League.
They knew this was going to be a tough game, but I'm sure they didn't think it was going to be this tough.
Given that Brentford hit the woodwork in both halves of the match, maybe Antonio Conte might consider himself fortunate that Spurs come away from the Brentford Community Stadium with a share of the spoils. They rarely troubled David Raya in the Brentford goal.
Now we have to go game by game to try to get 3 points and to try to be focused and to improve the situation that we have to improve.
Arsenal went, played earlier, got the points in the bag and went, there you go Tottenham, what can you do? And put them under a little bit of pressure.
In the last month, we have to continue to work and to improve in the situation that we can improve.
Spurs pick up a point at least, but is it going to be enough? Full time at the Brentford Community Stadium. Brentford 0, Tottenham Hotspur 0.
Now, looking back at the rest of yesterday's Premier League action now, and Gabriel Jesus scored 4 goals as Man City moved 4 points, so that's quite normal, clear at the top of the table with a 5-1 win, yeah, that is quite a lot, over Watford at the Etihad Stadium, my mistake. Here's the reaction from manager Pep Guardiola.
Manchester City 5, Watford 1, and it's Gabriel Jesus yet again with his 4th goal of the afternoon.
I said before, if there is one person in the world football who deserves nights like Gabriel had, it's him.
But the penalty has been given, and it's Jesus just stepping up to the ball with his right foot now. Ah! Just slotted into the right-hand side of the goal. Brilliant, brilliant penalty from Gabriel Jesus.
I'm pretty sure there is no one person in the mates' staff, backroom staff, all the people who knows him, that today was not happy for him.
What a performance it's been from him.
We are the light of him and he helped us. He helped us a lot to win this game. And because, of course, the assists from Alex, the assists from Kevin were fantastic, but he has to be there. He has to be there.
Diagonal pass found Zinchenko and he just fizzed the ball across the 18-yard area and Jesus was there just to slide and slot it into the back of the net.
Gabriel doesn't need to do a performance like today, score 4 goals to know exactly what to do. So against Liverpool and FA Cup had 2 clear chances man-to-man. He missed it. But always is there. And the goal who Jack scored, he gave it to him. Gabriel has this incredible ability. Good things are going to happen in his life, that's for sure. And I'm older than him and I know what I'm talking about.
And we end today's podcast by looking ahead to today's Merseyside derby as Liverpool host Everton at Anfield, needing a win to keep the pressure on Man City at the top of the Premier League. We'll hear from both managers and the former Liverpool striker Neil Mellor. But first, here's the former England striker Darren Bent, who believes it'll be one of the greatest upsets in Premier League history if Everton were to win this one.
It's the Merseyside derby.
A full week before you play, Everton is all the talks and all the things people are talking about are about the derby.
Yeah. If Everton beat Liverpool at Anfield, that could be one of the biggest shocks
in Premier League history.
If Everton are to stay up, they need to find a bit more than they've shown. I think they need to cut out defensive errors.
I've got a full understanding of it. I know what this club means to the fans, and the same for obviously Liverpool fans in the city with two huge football clubs like this. So I don't need to be told much. I've got an understanding of what will be coming on Sunday.
What a goal from Jota! It's absolutely sensational. Goodison Park starts to empty because the Everton fans know they've been beaten, well beaten here.
They are a relentless winning machine.
Alex Iwobi! They will have won it for Everton.
Listen to that roar. Everton and their supporters breathe again.
I mean, this is a proper derby. Make no mistake, this is a proper electric atmosphere, a proper derby.
I can't see one iota of a chance that Everton can get anything against Liverpool.
We can't gauge our mindset or our attitude or our feeling on other results. It'd be the worst thing you can do in this situation. They will happen. You have to expect other teams will win games. It's just everyone's fighting.
This derby's never lacked intensity, to be honest.
It's been brilliant. The team have produced, and there's a real sense, certainly from inside Anfield, that this group might just produce something quite incredible this season.
It's a team of incredible players throughout, and a squad of incredible squad and options, and an incredible manager.
This team is looking really good. Who knows what they might achieve, but right in the mix for them.
We're playing the strongest team in form terms in the league, there's no doubt about that.
No injuries, 3 points, and we can look forward to that Champions League semi.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow night on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy, taking your calls on all of the above, and of course, straight after the final whistle as Crystal Palace take on Leeds. There will obviously be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.